I thought when he was talking about a cruise, it was going to be like he was going to come pick you up in his car and take you on a little cruise to Chan Gabriel to have some Chinese food. Anyway, whatever. Sorry. Praise God. Well, it's always a blessing to be with pastors Dennis and Denise in your church. It's a blessing. It's an honor. And right now, I'm going to ask you to do something. It's not, you know, sometimes people say, elbow your neighbor or, you know, tell someone. No. I want you to do something to yourself. I would like you to pinch yourself. Now, I know, not hard. Just pinch yourself a little bit. And just say, God truly does answer prayer. Amen. 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 You know, there's going to come a day when all things will be known. And we'll look back on our lives. And, I mean, not that it will matter, but just to be a blessing. Just an infinite blessing in our hearts to see all the places where God spared us from certain things. And we thought, well, wait a second, did God hear that prayer? Did he really hear? I mean, I was crying out and I really went, you know, but he see what he spared us from. Hallelujah. You know, there's so many things going on in the world today. There's so many things going on just even in the last couple of months with our country. And you would have to honestly say through all of it, God does not respect any governmental party. He does not respect any particular country except his own land. I mean, he created the whole world. The world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But if nothing else, we see every day how God is bigger than anything that could rear its head in our world. Whether it's cancer, whether it's atomic threatening of atomic war, whatever it is, God is bigger than any threat that the enemy can ever toss at you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, the season that we're in right now is just a continuation. We had Thanksgiving. Remember Thanksgiving? Well, we were thanking God for bringing people over over from England, the Quakers and the Pilgrims, and they came here to form and found this land. We had many, there were many mistakes made. However, they were a people that were wanting to go into a new land where they would, their supreme ruler would be God, not some potentate sitting on the throne knowing, doing who knows what, but that they would answer only to God. But this is a continuation. This is a continuation. It's a season of thanksgiving. It's a season of thankfulness where we look back and say, God is truly awesome. I have Sasha and Hannah with me tonight. And that, for me, is a really an answer to prayer because back March of last year, my wife had a massive heart attack. She was basically in an induced coma for about 3 weeks. And many people were saying, well, I don't know if she'll, you know, she may not be able to sing anymore because they had this trach in her for so long. I mean, they had this, she was, what do you call it? Yeah, she was on this ventilator. She was intubated for over 3 weeks. But through this situation, not just because I go certain places and have met wonderful people like your pastors and you, but God surrounds each one of us with a bevy of prayer warriors that love God and that reach their faith out. We saw this beautiful bouquet of faith given by friends and loved ones, and it was so overwhelming. And you know, you are surrounded with that in your own life. If you don't know that now, maybe you will know it before this season is over, and God will show you that He has surrounded you with an awesome army of people that love you and that love God with all their hearts, and that they will stand in the gap for you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I wanted to sing some songs tonight, and I wanted to, I'm going to call on my wonderful family of it's the Holloway Trio here in a few minutes, but anyway, the Hollow Trio. Anyway, Hollow Trio. Wow, that sounds kind of, you know, festive. But there's a wonderful friend of mine that he was, about 30 years ago, he was a janitor in a Las Vegas high school, and he was just finishing up his chores. He was cleaning up the auditorium, and because someone had rented the auditorium and the piano, because they were going to have a Southern Gospel concert in this high school in Las Vegas. And this friend of mine, he was the janitor there, the head janitor at the high school. And after he got through cleaning the facility there, he sat down at the piano and he began to play some wonderful pieces that he had written, he had composed. And he sang a couple songs, and all of a sudden some guy said, hey, guy just walked in, he said, excuse me, he said, could you tell me who the composer of that song is that you just were singing there? I was listening to you, it was just beautiful. He said, well, actually, I wrote the song. He said, really? He said, so how are you in this building? He said, well, actually, I'm the janitor here. He said, so do you do music as a hobby? He said, well, actually, he said, I've probably written about 50 or 60 songs. He said, there's a lot of them I've thrown away, but I've written about 50 or 60 songs that I just have in a notebook at home. And so this man said, well, could I pick your brain and hear some of them? You know, a lot of times these groups, they're looking for new songs. And actually, he had come upon a wonderful cache of treasure, this beautiful songs. And the song that I'm about to sing, a man by the name of Morris Chapman composed that song. And it is basically a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ, which can be found in Micah chapter 5. Micah chapter 5. And starting with verse 2. And it says here, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah and the tribes of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one who will be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. And therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace. And we know that the Lord Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. Hallelujah. Bethlehem morning. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, if I may, If you have never, ever been to Israel, put that on your bucket list. I want to tell you, I mean, you hear things in the news media, you know, that it's really very scary to go there. It's a very hazardous thought of going to Israel. Well, I want to tell you, Israel, I would say almost all of, I'll say it unequivocally, all of Israel is a lot safer to travel in than most places in L.A., some places in L.A., and in Houston. I can say that from experience, definitely in Houston, but reading some of the things apparently also in some places in L.A. But it, your life will never be the same. This word of God that you read and that you stand on will come, how should I say? It will be in you in a new dimension in your heart just by going to these places and seeing the people, feeling the heartbeat of the land, and knowing that God is going to build his kingdom there once more. He will build a new Jerusalem, a new Jerusalem, and we will all inhabit that new Jerusalem right on this earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bethlehem morning. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. It's coming. It'll take just a second. Sorry. We already tested the CD, so. Hallelujah. Now the CD's testing us. But we are, I'm patient anyway, I'll say. That's actually a state of faith. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I mean, it's much, you know, I can wait for a few minutes, but, you know, it's like the one time on TBN when I was going to start to sing this song. This was back in the days of cassette tapes, and actually I'd already queued up the cassette. I gave it to the sound man, and he thought he had to cue it up, and he actually queued up the demo side. And Sandy Patty started to sing. But that's not going to happen tonight. Lift up your heads, no need to mourn. God's hand is stretched out still. For unto us a child is born, God's promise to fulfill. Jerusalem, he cried for you. He did not come to you in vain. His loving arms are open wide for you, and he will come. He will come again. Bethlehem, Lord.
just a memory for the child that was born there. He has come to set you free. Bethlehem, son, I can see him in your eyes. For the child that was born there, his spirit never dies. Oh Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your gift. The Lord Jesus Christ is far and will never grow dim. And it's a brand new dawn, a new Jerusalem, and we will reign, we will reign with him. Bethlehem, it's more than just a memory, sweet memory, for the child that was born there. He has come to set you free. Bethlehem, son, I can see him in your eyes. The child that was born, he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. We'll see him in the eastern sky. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We've got so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Hallelujah. And now he's asked us. There's nothing we could ever do to repay what he has done for us. All he's asked us to do is to everywhere we go, to walk in his grace, his mercy, and his anointing, because it's readily available to us wherever we go, any situation that we go into. You don't have to be Joseph Prince. You don't have to be this one or that one. You don't have to be whoever it is. You are who you are. God has set you in a specific place for a specific purpose for a specific time. And he's just waiting on us to get with the program. Sometimes we think that God doesn't answer our prayer, but actually he's actually answered our prayer. He's just waiting for us to fulfill what he's already done. He's waiting for us to just step into what he's already done and prepared for us. Amen? That's why we think God hasn't answered our prayers, because we're not walking in that thankfulness that follows the anointing. And the anointing only, how should I say, the anointing takes us into places that before, in our natural mind, we think that we dare not go. But his Spirit, his precious Holy Spirit, enables us to go into places, in situations, people. people that you know that nobody else knows about. People that would be ashamed to say, oh, no, 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 I couldn't ask a pastor to come to me. I couldn't. Well, they don't need the pastor to come to them necessarily. That's where you come into the picture, because you are that friend that they have that stuck with them closer than a brother or sister. You have been there. You've heard it right from the time that they were fearful in their heart about what was going on. Maybe it's something with their finances. Maybe it's something with a marriage or something. Maybe it's something with the doctor has given them some type of a diagnosis or something. But we are equipped. We are equipped. We are agents of salvation because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and because of the precious Holy Spirit. He said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am you may be also. And whereas I have been with you, I will ask the Father, he will send another comforter. And whereas I have been with you, he will be in you. He will be acting through you. Hallelujah. That's an awesome promise from God. I'm going to ask Sasha and Hannah to come up here, and we're going to go to numero 6. And I don't know which mic they should. Should I use this one? Because I feel it's kind of booming a little bit.
Yeah, well, you have a little booming voice, my friend.
Maybe I'll just use it. One, two.
Yes?
Sasha? Yeah.
Test.
Okay, go ahead, Hannah, one more time.
Test.
Can you bring them one. Up just a little bit?
Bring Hannah up.
Are they real up real high? I don't know. Can you say it again? Come on.
Test. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2.
Does she need a little more? I think you're hot. Yes. Okay.
Test. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, this is a song that we came about by listening to we were on a road trip going to minister somewhere, and we happened upon a Bobby Darin CD. And so this is a song that he used to sing on one of his gospel albums. Child of God.
Ask you who I am. If anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Rock, Mary, rock the cradle in glory. Rock, Mary, rock the cradle in glory. Rock, Mary, rock the cradle in glory. Peace on earth, peace on earth. The little cradle rocks tonight in glory, tonight in glory, tonight in glory. The little cradle rocks tonight in glory, heaven in a child. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rock, the cradle in glory.
Peace on earth, peace on earth.
Into heaven, Lord, I'll tell the world.
The cradle in glory, peace on earth, peace on earth.
We're gonna rock the cradle in glory.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Sasha and Hannah. You know, we drove a long way to be here. Took us 2 days. No, we drove here this time. We usually don't, but we did this time. And it was really, we had a lot of grace coming with us because it was like, you know, supposedly going to be really bad weather. Well, we didn't hit the bad rain until about Barstow. So that's pretty good. Not, you know, coming to from Houston to Barstow and only hit some bad rain about then. Couldn't see 3 feet in front of you. But anyway, bless the Lord. You know, if it wasn't for God and the Lord Jesus, there would be no testimony of Mother Teresa. There would be no physical person by the name of Saint Nicholas that people talk about Santa Claus, you know, with children. There would be none of that. There would be no real true brotherly love in the world if it were not for the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful gift we have. The gift of love. The gift of mercy. The gift of patience. Boy, that's one I'm really praying for more and more, to have more patience in my life. It's patience is definitely a fruit of the Spirit. Long-suffering. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And it's one that we all need. We need, I mean, you read in the book of James, James's letters. If anybody lacks, let him ask God. Amen. Patience is needed. We can see in our world, you don't have to just turn on the news and see all the different things going on in the world. Patience is definitely needed. Patience to trust God more. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to sing a couple. I want to sing this one particular. It's a Christmas song. It's more of a secular song, but I pray that it will bless you, because just like I said, if it were not for the Lord Jesus, there would be no such thing as mercy and grace and kindness and giving and love, but because of God's great gift. Love, all divine love only from God above. Let's go to number 5. This is a song I'm sure you've heard many other people sing, but I just want to sing it to you as a blessing for you and your families and your friends at Christmas time, just to say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christ birth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Is that possible in California? Little cold nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, United in Hymn Choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season right. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering a simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Lord, I pray for these people here tonight that they will have a supernatural Christmas, a supernatural anointing fall upon them this Christmas time. We know what the world makes of Christmas, but the truth is that it's a celebration of your love, your arm extended into this world to save us. Give us hope. Give us joy, peace, and grace. And we thank you, Lord. May we all accomplish this coming year everything that you had planned for us when you created us, Lord. Thank you for equipping us, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering one simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times and many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Lord. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. 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 I pray for you. I pray for you that this coming year, you will find yourself in the ministry that God has called you to in such a way that your heart is constantly encouraged. That's the way we feel when we go to Israel. That's the way we feel when we go to Israel. You know, I could have an itinerary set up in Israel that I'm going to be here on this night and here on this day and here on this afternoon and here, and I'm going to be on the radio station his time and this and all of this, and everything could just wipe out man's promises or man's plans and commitment, and I still would have peace in my heart because God has put these people on my heart. And he always has. I mean, there's a lot of times where I'm thinking, Lord, what am I doing? You know, what am I? Is what I'm doing making a difference? But the minute I say that, the Holy Spirit wells up inside me and puts me in a situation where the Word of God comes forth by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it's not because I have a Harvard degree of religious studies, a doctorate. It's not because of that. It's because I've said yes to the Lord, and the more I trust Him and the more thankful I am to Him, He uses me. And He will do that for every one of you here tonight. And I pray that it will happen in this coming year. I mean, there's so many things that have happened just in our country in the last 2 months that says to me, forget about politics, but says to me, God answers prayer. God answers people getting down on their knees, humbling themselves with thankfulness and crying out to their Lord and Savior, and He is going to do supernatural things. Not because a certain person is in the White House or this one, but He has said through what's happened just to us recently, our country, that He answers prayer. But He's going to do it in His way. Somebody might come up there and say, well, we're going to do this and we've got a plan to do. We're going to build all these bridges are going to be rebuilt and these highways, the rough place. God is going to do it. We can have all the plans we want to, but His will come to pass because Jesus did not spill His blood in vain. The proof that Jesus did not spill His blood in vain is the fact that He was raised from the dead and ascended on high, and He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, or kneeling at the right hand of God the Father, and He's making intercession for the church, which means that if you want to really get technical about it, Jesus is praying for you and for your ministry to come forth and blossom so that more people will call upon Him and trust in Him and seek Him and be anointed by Him to do the same thing that He's wanting you to do. So I ask you earnestly also to be looking in places you've never looked before, seeking God for things that maybe you thought were outlandish. Let's be honest. God sending me to Israel, I think that's pretty outlandish. That's pretty outlandish. But I met my wife there. He brought us our daughter. I mean, God, you know, and He uses us every time we go there. Like I said, I mean, the whole book could be wiped out of itineraries and plans of where we're going to be. But God always shows up and says, well, maybe that's what was planned, but I had something different in mind because I wanted your schedule book to be clean so that you could follow what I was going to show you to do. Hallelujah. Of course, it's not bad to have an itinerary planned and know where you're going to go. You know, that's, you know. But sometimes you think you're going to be going someplace and God says, wait a second, this ship is going down and you are going to be shipwrecked over here in this area, and you're going to be ministering to these guys for a couple of days, and I'm going to anoint you mightily. A snake is going to bite you and you're going to shake it off, and people are going to marvel at my power, says the Lord. That's the kind of God that I serve. That's the kind of God that wants to use all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like to sing a song, one more song, and then Sasha and Hannah and I, the Hollow Trio, will Hollow Tree, get it? Hollow Trio. No, forget it. Anyway, Hollow Tree. Oh, anyway. But a Jewish French composer wrote a very famous song that you sang earlier tonight, by the way. It was entitled, well, his name was Adolf Adam. He was born probably about 1820, something like that. I think lived to about the 1880s. But he composed this song. It's called Cantique de Noël. And it's also in English, what we call it, O Holy Night. I love this song so much. And I feel that I really need to sing it. And then Sasha and Hannah and I are going to do a fun song in just a minute. And then I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor. No, it's not Mom. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Sorry. Santa Claus with the bony knees. He coming down the thing with the shoes on his feet. No, that's not it. No. Anyway. Thank you. We can have fun too sometimes. Bless your holy name. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you that you said you'd never leave us or forsake us. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night. Thank you for teaching us to love one another. Because you said they will know, people will know they're my disciples because of their love for one another. Surely he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I would just like to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving for a lady that is so precious to me. And it's Larry's mother. Miss Shirley Ligon, because about 20 some odd years ago, she and Larry got together and got me to come out here to Covina. And then we went to Santa Maria and ministered at a church where Larry was ministering there. And I just want to thank the Lord for that and pray a special blessing on her this Christmas. You know, God uses us in so many different ways, you know. And, you know, sometimes we think that something that we did is very small, but, you know, obedience is better than any sacrifice that we think we could ever make. That's what the Word says. And I was so thankful for their obedience, and I wouldn't have been able to come and meet so many of you people, and I think it's just awesome. And I love you guys, and you're in our hearts, and we're just so thankful for that. We're in each other's hearts, if you will. And just ask you to pray for us as we go to, we'll be going to Israel a little later this year. We'll probably be, or this coming year, we'll probably be going the end of May, or pardon me, the end of May, the middle of June, sorry. But pray for us, and if we can work it out between now and then, maybe we'll call the pastors and see if some of you guys want to come with us, and we'll go for maybe about 12 days. Amen. Because, you know, I really, honestly, I want to tell you something. You will go to these places. You will see these people. You will smell these smells and hear these sounds, and you will experience this climate. You will experience so many things that will enrich your walk with God. So Christmas still isn't too far away, you know. But anyway, I'm just so thankful for you guys. And before we sing, I just want to let you know, we do have some CDs back there. We have a Christmas album that we did together, Sasha and Hannah and I, and also a worship album that we did together. And then there are a couple of solo albums that I did back there. And if you're thinking for a Christmas present for somebody, you might want to pick up one of those on your way out tonight. But we would love to serenade you in Espanol. And it's a song that you know very well. You might want to join in with us. You might want to do a little salsa or something. I don't know. Just as if it says unto the Lord. Okay, I'll be careful. Hallelujah. Well, shall we?
Okay, we'll do it. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. And thank you so much for that lovely sound lady back there. She's so sweet. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Just down a little bit. A donde quiera que yo esté, tu corazón alcanzaré. E un sonrisa in tu mirada pinterè.
Nombra distancia tra los dos, al viento volaré mi voz, con mis deseos a tu alma llegaré.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
I think I'm going to pick up some churros on the way home.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Maybe go to Taco Bell.
Del Taco. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this group of people here tonight. Bless them, Father. Warm them by the power of your Spirit. And, Father, anoint them mightily for your glory and your honor. Bless them with the very merriest of Christmases, showing them that you are their provider. You are the lover of their souls, and you will cause your will, perfect will, to come to pass in their lives if they'll but trust you.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Navidad, 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 Navidad.
Cha cha cha. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Wasn't that awesome? Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, keep out of. Hallelujah. Isn't that nice? What a way to go into Christmas. Amen. There's no greater way right now. With joy and just song and hymns and that scripture he used from the very beginning. Touch my heart today as I read Micah. And I read that in that scripture today. I was right there in that place. And it's just an awesome. Bless Chris and his family. If you can purchase a CD and just keep them in prayer. And matter of fact, we just might have a cruise to Israel. We might just, you can win. No. You got to understand a little something. We play different games here, okay? A cruise to Israel might be available. Amen, amen.
It means we're going to go see our friend Israel Mendeles.
All right, let's pray tonight. Let's just be a blessing to them. And I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. This, for some of us, this will be our before Christmas morning. And remember to wake up Christmas and just remember what it's really about. You know what? Sometimes we get so overwhelmed, and we spoke about it on Sunday, we get so overwhelmed about these holidays, and we forget what it's really about, okay? So, you know, the Lord loves you, and he's the greatest gift we can. He is our King and Lord, and he loves you. You know, you can't outgive God, and we try sometimes and stuff like that, but just be a blessing to people. Just show them love, and we show the world love. We show them Jesus Christ through our lives, amen? And so just be a blessing. Smile. We were talking about a homeless man today and how everybody was just passing him by, and then the guy gave him, somebody gave him a pizza. My wife was telling me the story. Someone gave him a pizza, and then when the guy came back, he was hungry, and he was the only one that fed him. And so in these days, it's not about that. It's not about the gifts and what we can do. It's really about Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. And Lord, as we go from this place, thank you for the Holloway family. thank you for the talents that you have put in their lives. And Lord, even in Hannah, you know, that Lord, and how you could save a life. And when things are bleak, when we could be in the hospital, when there is no hope, there is a God. And so, Father, we thank you for saving lives and the miracle work of God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Lord, we still, even though we overdo it with festivities sometime, but Lord, let us humble ourselves tonight and say thank you, God. You're such a wonderful Lord, a wonderful King. You're just wonderful in our lives, and we love you and we praise you. And tonight, as we go from this place, Lord, and even in the weather that we're in, Father, protect your people tonight. No weapon formed against them prosper. And Lord, we thank you that you have made provision for every one of us, Father. You're no respecter of persons, the same way you love us, Chris, everyone here, Lord. You love us all the same. And Lord, you just bless everybody with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Chris said it at the beginning, a fulfilling, a touch from God of the Holy Ghost this season. And Lord, that we would have the direction that going into this next year, that you would prepare our walk and our talk. And Lord, you would prepare our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. We're dismissed.